The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Some guidance from the White House on what's true and what's not after this. We live in a time when it can be very hard to figure out what to believe. But we did get some guidance at yesterday's presidential news conference. It came after CNN's Jim Acosta admitted to being puzzled by one of the president's comments.
You said that the leaks are real, but the news is fake. It seems that there's a disconnect there. If the information coming from those leaks is real, then how can the stories be fake?
And the president acknowledged that for ordinary people, it has become difficult to figure out what's true.
The public isn't, you know, they read newspapers, they see television, they watch. They don't know if it's true or false because they're not involved. But I'm involved. So I know when you're telling the truth or when you're not.
That's pretty clear. Before believing a story about the president, we should wait to find out what the president himself says about that story. And you say, Dave, how can I do that? To which I say, how can you not? There has never been a president who communicates as directly with the American people as Donald Trump. His morning tweets vibrate my left leg. Once upon a time, you'd have to be at least a four-star general to have that kind of access to what the president wants you to think.
I know what was said. I know who's saying it. I'm there.
So the source of the truth about the president is the president. And he can be remarkably candid. In fact, yesterday, after saying he wasn't going to tell anybody about how he'd respond to that Russian spy ship lurking off the East Coast, he actually kind of did.
The greatest thing I could do is shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore right out of the water. Everyone in this country is going to say, oh, it's so great. That's not great. I would love to be able to get along with Russia.
How many presidents would share something like that about an incident still going on? So keep your phone in your pocket, wait for the truth to vibrate your leg, and relax. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.